All right, everybody, I'm going to call to order this meeting of the Sunrise Manor Town Advisory Board. If everyone could join in, join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, introducing the board today. To my right, we have Mr. Earl Barbeau. I am your chairperson, Alexandria Malone. To my left, our secretary, Jill Leva, and our other board member, Max Carter. From planning today, we have Ms. Jasmine, and we have William from Kirkpatrick. I don't know why that was. Commissioner Kirkpatrick's office. Now we'll move on to a period of public comment. This period is for any public comments for items on the agenda. If you'll not be able to make it and stay for that item, is there anyone who would like to comment at this point? All right, seeing none, we'll move on to the approval for the minutes for our last meeting, November 10th. I was at that meeting, so I don't think I can.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Motion to approve.
Yeah. We have a motion to approve the meetings for the last meeting, the minutes for the last meeting, November 10th. All those in favor?
Aye.
Seeing none opposed, motion passes. Moving on to the approval for today's agenda, December 1st. We are holding items 6 and 7, or deleting items 6 and 7.
Holding.
Correct. 6 and 7.
Move to approve the agenda as printed, minus 6 and 7. Hold 6 and 7.
All right. We have a motion to approve the agenda holding 6 and 7. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Seeing none opposed, motion passes. Any informational items? No? All right. We'll move on to the planning and zoning section. First application for the December 20th Planning Commission meeting, application DR220608 in Zunza, Juan Manuel and Garcia, Yvonne Franco, design review for a vehicle sales office and site design on 0.7 acres in a C2 general commercial zone, generally located on the east side of Nellis Boulevard, 300 feet south of Harris Avenue within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present? Step forward, please. Name and address for the record, please.
She's 468 Fong Grove Line, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89122.
And what was your name?
Alan Castillo.
Alan. All right. Could you tell us about the proposal?
Yeah, basically, we try to develop a car dealer on Nellis and Bonanza. It's a straightforward project. We are following all the requirement for a dealer. We have a 200 square foot office, complying every parking and landscaping, et cetera, et cetera. We try to, keep it simple and, a straightforward project to be able to open the dealer.
Great. All right, thank you so much. Do we have any questions from the comment, or I'm sorry, questions or comments from the public on this item? Seeing none, questions or comments from the board? Do we have a motion?
Move to approve with staff recommendations.
All right, we have a motion to approve with all conditions and recommendations. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, seeing none opposed, motion passes. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For the December 20th Planning Commission meeting, application NZC220592-4350 Nellis Boulevard LLC, zone change to reclassify 20 acres from a C2 general commercial AE60 and AE70 zone to an MD design manufacturing AE60 and AE70 zone. Waiver of development standards to allow modified driveway design. Design reviews for the following: 1, proposed distribution center, and 2, alternative parking lot landscaping. Generally located on the east side of Nellis Boulevard and the south side of Craig Road within Sunrise Manor. Name and address for the record, please.
Yes, Misha Ray, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive. Do you prefer boards on the aerial or over on the easel?
On the aerial, because you can zoom in and out. They'll face you.
Okay.
All
Okay.
I'm sorry, your name one more time.
Misha Ray, Misha. 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, for the
thank
record.
You.
Madam Chair, members of the board, thank you for your time this evening. We're here before you, as mentioned, for a non-conforming zone change, a waiver of design standards, vacation, as well as design review for a proposed warehouse distribution project here on the corner of Craig and Nellis with Las Vegas Boulevard to the south. The site is currently zoned C2. We're requesting MD, light manufacturing, in this area. And I can get into all of that in just a moment. Though I wanted to note right at the beginning a little history of the project. It's my understanding that in March of this year, a neighborhood meeting was held. There were about 10 folks who showed up, and those 10 folks opposed the project because they specifically wanted a grocery store on this site. I wanted to bring to light that there is a deed restriction on this site. After the sale of the Walmart, there is no grocery stores allowed to be built on this site. So if there were any public comments that were looking to discuss that, there is a deed restriction for prohibiting grocery stores. So that is not a possibility on this site. So we can move on to what we are proposing. So there are these two warehouse distribution centers. The loading docks face internally and they face one another. We have six total driveways proposed. The two primary truck driveways would be right here. And then there are two on Nellis and then two up here on Craig. The throat depth waivers that we're requesting are the ones here on Nellis. And these driveways are proposed for primarily customer and employee access. So we're expecting cars to be driving here on this site. It's not built for the trucks, whereas the trucks are meant to come in from the other driveways. So that is where the throat depth waiver comes in. We are providing landscaping around the perimeter of the site with some significant landscaping here along Las Vegas Boulevard. The vacation aspect of this application comes, there's a Del Taco that's currently right here. That would be demolished, as well as the existing Walmart building, which, if I haven't mentioned, the Walmart is, of course, has been vacant for some time. So these would be new builds, demolishing both of those buildings that are currently there. The driveway that currently leads to Del Taco is about right here. That's what we're looking to be vacated. It would be curbed and gutted. Public Works is supporting that, as well as the rest of the application. Staff is supporting all this as well. Let's see, that was the vacation, the waivers. We did request a waiver as well for the fingers within the parking, though we have mitigated that by providing additional trees and other landscaping throughout the site in other areas. So staff is in support of this request. I'm happy to hear any public comments or show any other exhibits after public comment and address any of the questions.
Okay, I have a question. You combined the two, correct? For the vacate and the...
There are two agenda items.
Okay, so you need to read in the...
I don't believe that she went over the items.
You did the vacation, I think, was the
vacation
number three.
Was number three. Number two was...
I can do it again if you'd rather.
You can just read in item three.
Sure. The item being mentioned, application VS220593-4350 Nellis Boulevard, LLC, vacate and abandon easements of interest to Clark County located between Craig Road and Las Vegas Boulevard North and between Nellis Boulevard and Las Vegas Boulevard North within Sunrise Manor.
I apologize. I did not discuss the non-conforming zone change aspect of this application, which is silly. So this site, as shown, is currently zoned C2. The site in general is surrounded by commercial as well as other heavy uses, including other commercial, pockets of manufacturing kind of around this space. The staff is supporting the request, and I believe that's in large part because one of the master plan goals for Sunrise Manor is to reinvigorate areas that have experienced some slowdown. So with this Walmart having been abandoned or vacant for quite some time, this site is prime for a kind of breathing new life into the area. So by building these two new buildings that will be new and beautiful on this site, I believe that that's a big aspect of why staff is supporting this project and why it will be a great addition to the neighborhood. With that, I am happy to address any questions.
All right. Are there any questions or comments from the public on this item?
No.
Seeing none, moving on to questions or comments from the board.
Yeah, you had the public hearing and a lot of people in a grocery store over there. And I'm not saying telling you what to do, but it seems like there's a lot of residential all around there. You want to plop down a couple of warehouses in the middle of the residential area.
So the residential, yes, being to the southeast here, and then to the northwest. But this is a very heavy commercial and industrial, heavily traveled area on all of these arterial roads, and it is corridor mixed-use plan. And I believe that's why staff is supporting this use. And there, with a warehouse and light manufacturing project like this, it would be less traffic than a similar sized project. We're on about 20 acres here, so there would be less traffic coming to a site like this for this use, as opposed to something like a Walmart and those kinds of things, which I believe leads to staff support the project.
I think the concern, though, is not necessarily just the traffic. I think and the neighborhood would take the traffic if they could get a higher quality of life, which may include the grocery store, which, as you mentioned, is deed restricted. But that is the point that they're making, and that's what we have continued to see, just the, I'll say, ignorance of when it comes to this area. We've continued to see industrial abutting, abutting residential, and we continue to get the argument, to your point, that it's better than nothing being there, which is a difficult argument because, you know, you could say that about the Walmart 20 years ago, but then it was empty for 10 years. So I think that's the concern.
That's true. And that's a fair point, but it's also that commercial has struggled in this area, which is why I think, again, staff is realizing that because a Walmart couldn't survive, and that was... if Walmart couldn't survive here, then commercial is struggling in general in this area, and so that's why it might be better for having a light manufacturing to bring those jobs, to bring this new development into the area.
Any other questions?
Any comments?
No.
I feel like it's becoming more and more difficult to vote on these things because essentially we're tied by the land use plan, which has designated almost this entire area as manufacturing.
Exactly, and you know, and they've explained that back when we used, when we had those marathon, and this is before you came on, the marathon, when they do would redo the master plan, those meetings, and that whole area, unfortunately, is slated to slowly age out of residential and convert to commercial and light manufacturing. They don't, the master plan is basically to phase out all of that residential, and it's sad, but that's the way it is because of its proximity to the Air Force Base with the noise requirements. And this isn't in the the threat zone from ordnance stuff, but that's the master plan. Unfortunately.
My feeling is I like to make a motion to deny, because I think a more appropriate use would be a residential, a retail type of use, and not so much of an industrial right in that particular area. Anything the other side of Las Vegas Boulevard, I'm all for industrial. But because you got base housing, right? Across Craig, a lot of banks, and you got schools over there, and then in that city. What they've done, it may take 100 years to phase out all the residential.
I don't disagree, you know, and it was my understanding that Walmart got pushed out because the base commander, there were too many problems there, and so he declared it off limits to all military personnel because it was such a dangerous zone. That was my understanding. That's a long time ago that happened.
Right.
But I don't know what the answer is.
Yeah, it's a tough one. And usually I'm not for following the master plan, but in this particular case, it's not in the crash zone. It's a highly commercialized area, high traffic area. It's right by the main entrance of the base. And I think my opinion is it would be retail use would be better for it. Services, barbershops, and
exactly.
Laundries. And
There's new housing right next to the base housing. They just built, I don't know how many hundreds of townhomes right in that area, and there's nothing except those two strip centers along Lamb and Craig to service them until you almost get to the other side of the 15.
Right.
There's really nothing in this whole area, even outside of the industrial areas for Apex. There's no commercial there. There's no retail there. There's nothing to service all the people who are even working there, really, except a Jack in the Box, and then you have to pass the 15.
Right.
There's really nothing there.
I'll make a motion for this application to be submitted, the commissioner has to support his own change. And to the point about Walmart, Walmart was pretty much closed because they experienced one of the highest death rates in the nation. And furthermore, when an application like this is submitted, it's submitted, it won't proceed without support from the airport.
And I will, the deed restriction certainly applies to grocery stores, but as for other retail uses, there were some other restrictions as to, for example, there was no marijuana use, there was very limited, if not prohibited, alcohol sales as well. So there may be some deed restrictions as to specifically what another vision might be for this site. And that's, I think, why that was another aspect of the support for the project. But to that point.
Thank you. I'd like to make a motion to deny.
For both of them?
The other one is vacation.
Did you read both at the same time?
Yeah, I read both of them in. So the easement is based on the design of the site. Mm-hmm. So they're tied essentially together.
Yeah.
So it would be a denial of both applications.
Both.
All right, we have a motion to deny both applications. All those in favor? Aye. All those opposed? Seeing none opposed, motion is denied. Applications are denied. Thank you, Misha.
Thank you.
We're just an advisory board.
Correct.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. All right, next item for the December 20th Planning Commission meeting, application UC220599, Shahid Nasser Abdel and Manal A and Ava Mina Worldwide Investment LLC. Use permits for the following: one, allow personal services, beauty salon in an H2 zone, and two, allow personal services, beauty salon in an APZ2 zone in conjunction with an existing shopping center on 3.4 acres in an H2 general highway frontage zone, AE70 and APZ2 zone, generally located on the north side of Las Vegas Boulevard and the west side of Lamb Boulevard within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Yes.
If you could step forward, please. Name and address for the record.
That's Gregory Murray.
Gregory?
Yeah. Okay. M-U-R-R-Y.
Perfect. And then your address?
My shop address or my home address?
It's the address on the application.
3603 North Las Vegas Boulevard.
Perfect, thank
Suite
you.
Suite 162.
My name is Martin.
Murray.
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 M-U-R-R-Y. Honor to the board. Thank you for your time. Once again, my name is Greg Murray, and I'm seeking permission for a special use permit for to have a barbershop at this address on Lamb and Las Vegas Boulevard. This is the plans, and I'm just requesting special use permit to go ahead with the opening.
Alrighty. Are there any questions or comments from the public on this item? Seeing none, questions or comments from the board? No?
Move to approve with staff recommendations.
All right, we have a motion to approve with all staff recommendations. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Seeing none opposed, motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
All right.
You have to go to your planning.
Yeah, you have to go to the other meeting too, sorry.
I go on the 20th.
Yeah, on the 20th.
You guys gonna same everybody?
I'm sorry?
It's going to be just like this?
No, then you'll be going in front of the Planning Commission.
Okay.
So they're the ultimate authority. So they'll take our recommendation and the recommendation from staff, which is approval, and then they'll vote on it.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. All right, for the December 20th Planning Commission meeting, application WS220597, Noriega, Crisol, and Mendez, Isai, Luna, waiver of development standards to reduce setbacks for an existing detached patio cover in conjunction with an existing single-family residence on 0.1 acres in an R2 medium-density residential zone, generally located on the east side of Sabroso Street, 970 feet south of Cary Avenue within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present? If you could step forward, please. Name and address for the record.
Crystal Noriega. Oh, I don't know if that's.
that's gonna. Do you think that's gonna show?
If we submitted it late?
No. Thank you so much. We're zooming a lot.
Nice.
Well, thank you so much for your time. Thank you, everybody who is here. So what we are asking is to reduce the setbacks to the, I guess you could say, the east side from 5 to 1, and then the north side from 5 to 2.
Do you want to, maybe people pause maybe a little bit?
I'm sorry?
Well, we'll move on to questions or comments from the public on this item. And then questions or comments from the board?
The staff is recommending denial on this.
Who, I'm sorry?
The staff, the planning staff, is recommending denial of your application. It wasn't built without a permit. It was recently built without a permit.
Yeah. So I don't want to say it as an excuse.
Also, you have some complaints against the two.
I have just one.
You're just the one. Yeah.
Yeah. So she is my backyard neighbor, which is the side where where it's 1 foot away.
Yeah.
Like I said, I don't think it's an excuse, but I would like to explain. Our situation. So it's our first home. When we hired the contractor, he went over everything with us. He said we didn't need a permit because it wasn't attached to the home. Now, like I said, it shouldn't be an excuse because we should have looked into it, right? But when I called him back, when we received that letter, he said, "Well, I told you." So it was just we're trying very hard to, to keep it because we wanted to.
Was he a general contractor?
Yeah.
He's so he has a license.
Yeah. But I don't know if there's anything that we can, I guess, fight him for. Because when I looked at the contract he put on there that he let me know. He said owner knows of the no permit that I agreed to that. So it was I guess an eye opener that you can't trust just anybody. So I'm sorry, I get emotional because it's been very, very difficult the last couple of months. But that's why we're trying very, very hard to keep it. We those homes really don't have much. And the back, I hated my backyard before this. Any other questions?
Well, I think you might have a problem with your contractor. He might have a problem.
Yeah, I don't think that there's a clause that he can put in a contract that says that you're agreeing to violating code. That's essentially what he would have to say, is that you're agreeing to violate Clark County code, and he would have had to list the code, and it would be a contract that says that. So I think that's maybe something. I don't know if maybe we can push this off till she is able to maybe deal with this a little bit more. With the contractor's board, absolutely.
So
you should definitely.
Yeah, I did think about that, and we kind of researched it, and I just thought because of that, I couldn't do it.
No, he can't just put words on a page and it be correct.
So
okay.
It, that doesn't make it okay.
Yeah. Okay. No, he
would have known better because if he put those, he knew better.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
That's proof for you. But he knew better.
Yeah.
And he did it anyway.
He's tied to NRS. He's not, he can't just put stuff there. Mm-hmm. So.
How angry is the neighbor?
You know what? After that happened, we knew it was them because of the pictures, so we tried to go and apologize. She wouldn't let us. Eventually, my husband was able to meet with her husband over the, over the wall. But so he was able to talk to her husband, and he says, you know what, we're neighbors. We have to look out for each other, and we apologize if we made you uncomfortable. So we tried talking to them, and that was the only conversation we've had with them after that. She wanted nothing to do with us.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Yeah.
She pulled a permit on the
wall. Yeah.
Yeah. Is there, I'm not sure if there's anything we can do to maybe hold
off. There is a meeting before the next.
So she could hold it, right? But regardless of the issue with the contractors or the contract with the contractor, it will still be what is before you.
Right.
And it will come back before you. So if the contractor really doesn't make a difference in
whether you hold it or not.
That's a whole separate
I'll tell you that I'm inclined to approve it. We don't have an outraged neighbor sitting here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm inclined to approve it. If we had letters, if we had an outraged neighbor sitting here, we hear that they raised the fence to where it's no longer an eyesore for them.
Yeah, I agree. And I definitely would suggest that you reach out to the contractor's board. It's a state board, so there will be someone to help you and let you know what is actually legal in a contract.
Definitely.
You know, this is just a recommendation, so it still has to go in front of the planning.
Definitely. Yeah.
So I move to approve.
All right, we have a motion to approve the application with staff condition.
Except for the denial portion of staff
With preliminary staff conditions. All those in favor of approval?
Aye.
All those opposed? All right, seeing none.
I vote with the ayes.
Oh, okay.
My brain was still spinning.
Please call the contractor to order.
Okay, motion passes.
And
yeah.
It's a state agency, if I remember right, the state contractor.
Yes, I believe so. And that will probably help this application if you go to the Planning Commission and say that you have, that you're working with them to mitigate whatever that was.
Okay, perfect. Okay, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Right, for the December 21st Board of County Commissioners meeting, application UC220. No. Oh, wait, just kidding.
Just skip to 8.
We are skipping that one. For the December 21st Board of County Commissioners meeting, application ZC220601 JAMC LLP, zone change to reclassify 0.2 acres from an R2 medium density residential zone to a C1 local business zone, use permit to allow proposed vehicle sales business, waiver of development standards to eliminate street landscaping, design review for a vehicle sales business on 0.9 acres in a C1 local business zone, generally located on the south side of Charleston Boulevard, approximately 300 feet east of Mojave Road within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Sorry, I didn't realize we had already gotten to me. Greg Esposito, 1442 White Drive, representing the owner of the property. This first picture, you're just about right. So this is an old picture. It's an existing used car sales lot that's not going to change in any way, shape, or form based on this application. Well, not exactly. This is an old picture, and you can see how the lot was sort of wasn't well paved. Some of the lot they were using was still dirt, and this is an. This is the after picture. This is actually off of the county's website, where you can see the pretty big difference to show that they actually care about their presentation. They care about the area. And it's caring about that area that prompted this application. If you know the area, there's this alleyway that separates the commercial from the modular home park. And this blank piece of land that's not currently used by the used car lot is a congregation point for homeless and all sorts of other activities. And so when they redesigned the property, when they submitted a design for the redesign of the property, they're going to eliminate this dead space right here, and they're going to incorporate it into their parking inventory, or where they have the inventory for the cars. But they discovered that this little rectangle right here that's already theirs, and they're already using it. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know you guys couldn't see. I'm so focused. It's zoned R2. It's land use, neighborhood commercial, but it's zoned R2. So we're asking for a C1 zoning with a waiver. So it's a conforming zone change that just requires a waiver for the use permit. And so you can see that it's already a good-looking neighborhood used car lot, not very big. They specialize in, they don't specialize, but they feature cars that are affordable. You remember last year, earlier this year, when there was a boom and you couldn't find affordable cars, they still had a pretty good inventory the neighborhood was able to go to. So, like I said, the goal of this application is to bring this parcel that they're already using into compliance just by changing the numbers on the piece of paper, and then to redo the entire property to where they eliminate this dead zone, which is not serving anybody. We've had no calls, no complaints, no input. They've never had any complaints from the neighbors as far as noise or odors or anything like that. So we're asking you to follow staff's recommendation for approval.
All right, thank you, Greg. Are there any questions or comments on this item from the public? Seeing none, moving on to questions or comments from the board. Any? Do we have a motion?
Move to approve.
All right, we have a motion to approve with all staff conditions and recommendations. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Seeing none, approved. Motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
All right, we will now move on to general business. Do we have any items for general business? All right, now we move on to comments by the general public. This is, if anyone wants to say anything on record? No? All righty. Our next meeting date, December 15th, and we're adjourned. Thanks, everyone.